Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are talking about having Jesus-centered conversations with our children. And for the most part, this circles around correction or discipline, because when those conversations are alive there, when they're fruitful there, then the easier places to have Jesus-centered conversations are in the everyday, day-to-day, just moving through your life. The hard part for me has always been to have a gospel-centered, a Jesus-centered conversation when correction needs to happen. And full confession, a lot of that is my own sin. And we talked about that a couple days ago, about asking God to help us lay down our desire to just make things right, and instead to humbly sit with a child, recognizing we need the Spirit's help in that space. So we are now looking, what does this look like? And then we're going to jump into how do we actually have these conversations. And we're going to give you all the resources over this next month. I'm excited about all that we're going to have for you. But today we're going to anchor in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. This is Paul talking he's talking about his ministry to the Thessalonian church. And he is talking about the fact that he has been approved by God, entrusted with the gospel to speak, not to please other people, but to please God. And he's saying, listen, we're not trying to get glory from people. We're not trying to make demands. Okay, now here's the anchor verse for us. He says, but we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we are ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. Okay, Paul is actually using what all of us know. We all know the posture of a mama with a little baby, don't we? We've all experienced it. You have this precious, completely fragile, unable to do anything for themselves newborn. And our posture is one of gentleness. We're careful. We mind everything about that little one. And Paul is saying, that's how we are being with you. As you grow in your faith, as you grow on this spiritual journey. And so we want to ask Jesus to begin to help us understand what it would look like to be gentle like we were when we were nursing or caring for our newborn infants. How can we be that gentle caring for this baby believer's heart? Whether your child is saved and now has been saved for 10 years, because say like they're 18 and they got saved when they were 8, they're not saved, they're just, the Holy Spirit is doing work in them right now and is drawing them to Him. Y'all, embrace the fact that you have little infant people in your home spiritually, and you're called to treat them with gentleness. You're called to be careful with how and what you say. Now, this is not for you to walk in fear. This is the posture of your heart in prayer before the Lord as you step into a conversation with your child of correction, of rebuke, of discipline, of challenging them and just exhorting them and speaking words of life into them. We want to do it with a gentleness like we cared for their physical bodies when they were little and could do nothing for themselves. And what does it say then? What is the second set part of this? It says, and so we were affectionately desirous of you, So we want to affectionately be in these conversations with our kids. I mean, we want to get excited for these kinds of conversations. Oftentimes, full confession, I kind of dread them. I'm walking into that bathroom. I'm like, ugh, we are here again. And the Holy Spirit has to redirect me and shift my perspective. I need to be excited about this. This is the grand opportunity I get to share Jesus with my child. So we want to be affectionately desirous, and we want to share not only the gospel, but our own selves. When you are sitting with your child in a moment of correction or gospel conversation, share your own struggles. Share where Jesus set you free. Highlight your own impatience. They've probably seen it on display that day. Own it. Talk about how Jesus is convicting you and correcting you. And now you're in the bathroom with them and you want them to hear Jesus correcting and convicting them. You're for them. Let them know you know you're a sinner. They know you're a sinner. So in humility, share your very lives with your children. I promise you, the doorway for a gospel conversation will swing wide when you begin to go, I know you struggle with this. I have struggled. Let me tell you what I've struggled with, and let me testify to you. Let me tell you how Jesus is working on Mama's heart and changing me. And this is what he's calling me to do. This is how he's calling me to walk. This is the scripture he's teaching me. And invite them to help you in that space as you begin to lead them in what God needs to correct, change, or sanctify in them. Y'all, it's awesome when we have gospel conversations and our heartbeat is to share our very selves with our children too. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.